Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is a very special day on God's calendar, and God does go by calendar. He goes by the moeds, the appointed times, the fixed dates on His calendar. He's always done it in the past, and He will do it in the future. The great calendar of God is several places in the Bible for us, but it's especially pointed out to us in Leviticus chapter 23. He says, "These are my moeds, these are my appointed times." And he begins with the three feasts or moeds on his calendar when he asks the children of Israel to come up before him in Jerusalem eventually. The first feast is the Feast of Passover, and that comes in the first month of the sacred calendar year. He tells them about the Passover lamb and the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He tells them to wave a sheaf before him of the barley harvest, the first fruits. And then he tells them to do something quite unusual. Verse 15, "You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." Then they were to come up on that next feast date. The next feast date is the only feast date that is not given its own special day on the calendar. God says on the 14th day of the first month of the evening is the Lord's Passover. When we get over to the Day of Atonement, it's the 10th day of the 7th month. But for the Feast of Shavuot or Weeks or Pentecost, there's no special date given. How do we determine the date? We determine the date by the day in the Feast of Unleavened Bread during the week of Passover that they offer the wave offering unto the Lord. They of the first fruits, they begin to count then. They count each day out loud every evening, and each day for 7 weeks, 7 Sabbaths, that's 49 days, plus one, that's 50, they count aloud in the evening the number of that day, because this is the time it's hooked together when the great wheat harvest is coming in. So today, we are on the 6th day of Sivan on God's calendar, and this is the day when you reach 50. This is the 50th day. Yesterday evening, on Tuesday evening, they would have said day 49. And then today is the 50th day. This is the day of Pentecost. Let's look at what happened 9 o'clock this morning in Acts chapter 2. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Now, people have made a lot about their being in one accord in one place. And these were the people that were in the upper room. They had been sent there by Jesus. They were in one accord. But the big thing they're waiting for is the moed, the day on God's calendar. It's coming that day because it's due on that day. It has been hooked over to the Feast of the Passover. Of course, Jesus was the Passover lamb. He fulfilled it. It has to be that on the next feast date, as they count 49 and then 50 days, it has to be that this is the day that the Holy Spirit comes. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." You see, this is what Jesus was referring to as we look at the first of the book of Acts. "The former treatise," this is verse 1, Have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles, to whom he had chosen, to whom also he had shown himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So after he was raised from the dead on that Passover week, he spoke to them 40 days. So he appeared. He walked on this earth. He appeared and visited people. And even other dead folks arose and came to new life. And so he is now assembled with them here in Acts chapter 1. He's assembled with them on the Mount of Olives. And he commands them in verse 4 that they are not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. How many days? Well, depending on when he arose, and there is some controversy over that, and depending on the day that they offered that wave offering before the Lord. So I don't know exactly how many days they were in that upper room, anywhere from 3 to maybe as much as 10. From 3 to 10, 2 to 3 to 10 days, they were there in that upper room. And they were waiting for the next moed. Look at that. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, those observant Jews had counted the night before day 49. I wonder if they were thinking. I wonder if they were looking forward. Because he had said, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. They really didn't know what that meant. But I imagine those who were very, and they all were probably by this time very spiritually alert, were looking very forward to this next morning. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, 9 o'clock the next morning, 9 o'clock today, as we are at May 23rd, this is actually 6 of Sivan, 9 o'clock this morning. This is the anniversary date of when that great outpouring came. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. What were they doing there? They had come back for the second date of the appointments that God had set forth. 3 times you are to come up to Jerusalem. This is the second date they are to come up. They are to come up for the feast of Pentecost. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came up and were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. What were they doing there? They were celebrating something. Each one of these feast dates celebrates something. It had a historical happening. Of course, for Passover, they were brought out of Egypt. That is what happened on Passover historically. What happened historically on the Feast of Pentecost? On the Feast of Pentecost, 6th and 7th of Sivan, 1312 years B.C., the Torah, God's word, arrived from heaven to earth. God told Moses, they came, it's been 3 months after they've come out of Egypt. God told Moses, bring my children out to my mountain. I'm going to clean this mountain off. Earth had fallen into a cursed state. But God's going to come down on this mountain. He's going to clean it off. He comes down upon that mountain, and he comes with their camp there before the mountain. And he says to them, we're back in the third month, chapter 19 of Exodus. When the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they came and camped before the mount. Verse 3, and Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell to the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and how I brought you unto myself. Now, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words of the Lord. And Moses came and called for the elders of the children, people, and laid before their faces all that the Lord commanded. And they said, "We will do it." And so on the third day they prepared for the Lord to come. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. This is the day. This is the day of Pentecost. This is the 50th day. There's a thick cloud upon the top of the mountain. There are thunders and lightning. There's a sound out of that mountain. It's a shofar, exceeding loud, so loud all the people tremble. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. And God spoke all these words, saying, "I am the Lord thy God." And he spoke to them the Ten Commandments. He told them, "You shall have no other gods before me." That means you shall mention the name of no other god before my face. God's word came from earth to heaven, and we received the beginning of the Torah, the beginning of the written word of God on that date. That's what happened historically. The word came on the first great historical happening of Pentecost, and on its remembrance when it was fulfilled, the Spirit came from heaven. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Radio audience, I need to hear from you. I need to know you're out there. I need to know you're listening. And so we're offering a radio-only offer of a book that I did with Lester Sumrall. We want to keep it in front of your eyes, Authority of the Believer. But Lester's book is called Take It, It's Yours. It's a book on dominion. Like I said, I edited this for Brother Sumrall. It's a great book. We're making it available for $7 only, plus shipping, only to our radio audience. I need to know you're there. I need to know if you're listening. And if you can include an offering, oh, it would surely help us. Please call us at 1-800-972-3447. That you are ordering the radio offering book, because it's only the radio audience that will get it for $7. Come July 23rd, 27th. All the youth, we need your young people here at Champions for Christ. We have so much to share with them this year. And I want to see you at my eschatology school. We're going to go into the prophets and look at them in this amazing 40th year since Jerusalem came back into the hands of Israel. That's August 14 through 17. Call us and enroll today. 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim saying, Hag Sameach, saying, be filled with the Spirit on this day.